Mike Graves here, along with in-studio guest, Ancy McLean. Welcome home, I should say.
Oh, yes. Good to be back home. Thanks, Mike.
Back to Kentucky. Is Lexington one of your former residences?
Lexington and Winchester. Clark County. I lived there for a while, too.
I think that isn't there a nickname for Winchester? I think I've heard it called Hooterville.
Yeah.
Is it Hooterville?
Well, we've heard all that, sure. You know, but it's when you're a bedroom community of, greater Lexington. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to have to put up with that.
It's a classy name.
It is.
Hooterville. What does that bring to mind?
A television show from the 60s, I think.
So let me ask you, have you got the Airstream parked out in the lot?
Airstream is parked out back. Good. Yeah, we got the old 4x4 pulling it. Yeah, mm-hmm. And just rolling through town, and I'm going to be hanging out with my buddy Michael Jonathan tonight and having a good time.
Ancy McLean and the Trailer Bark Troubadours is going to have the whole band with you tonight?
Nope, just me.
Just
you. Me coming through, yep.
Ancy's going to be down at the Kentucky Theater as part of the Troubadour Concerts here. Make that the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour. They kind of go together.
Yeah. Well, he does both, yeah. So
you can find out more about the show and the whole series and how to get tickets at our website, WKY.org. So,
well, there's the true you say that like a great radio professional, at W. You have to know the W, don't you? In your line of work.
It's I was raised by Catholic nuns, so I don't know what that tells you.
The ruler's on it. Let me see your knuckles.
Say it correctly, Mr. Graves. So let's go ahead. I tell you, we're going to talk all about you and the Troubadours and,
it's all about
what it's all about. But I just got to go ahead and get you to play a song for us.
Oh, I'd love to. You bet. I brought my guitar for that very reason.
It's a beauty. What is that?
Thank you, man. I had designed it myself, and I had a man in South Carolina make it for me, a luthier out there, And it goes with me just about everywhere I travel.
Okay. Is that made out of veneer that you would normally find on the inside of an Airstream?
That's right. It's oak finish paneling.
Yes.
It's made out of plywood.
Yeah, baby. It's got that special tone. All right.
This is Curly Maple, and it's a big jumbo guitar, I think it'll be big and loud enough for this.
Live music from Ancy McLean on WUKY. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to do a song called Field Trip. This is off of my solo album called Time, Sweet, and Lies. My buddy Eddie Mattingly, who is here with me today, co-produced it with me. And it goes a little something like this. I'm a man on a mission. I'm uptown cool. Buses are lining up outside of my school. Got my Johnny Quest lunchbox, a pair of new corduroy pants. I got a kiss from my mama and a dollar from my dad. I'm Brill Cream Slick and I'm button down plaid. Take my seat on the bus with my best friends Donnie and Lance. Going on a field trip, going on a field trip. We're like Lewis and Clark, we got the world at our feet and our hair blowing in the wind. Going on a field trip. Well, the bus driver's nervous 'cause we won't settle down. But man, I've never ventured this far out of town. I could be more on fire if I was flying to the moon. And Jessica Harris keeps giving me the eye. I should have sat beside her, but I'm second grade shy and my thermos is leaking. I hope we get to Copper Falls soon. Going on a field trip, going on a field trip. We're like Lewis and Clark, we got the world at our feet and our hair blowing in the wind. Going on a field trip. Now I'm downtown smart and I'm world-worn wise. And every blind corner is less of a surprise. That big yellow bus is a long time gone from Copper Falls. I went from too big for my britches to a hunger in my soul. Another boy guilty of the sin of growing old. Never bending rules, let alone breaking any laws. It done day and let me run away and free myself. Get me on a bus and feed my wanderlust, and please take me on a field trip. Take me on a field trip. Take me on a field trip. I wish I could summon that sense of adventure and feel just like a kid again. Going on a field trip, going on a field trip, going on a field trip.
Live music on WUKY, that's Ansi McLean. He'll be down at the Kentucky Theater tonight for Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour. You can find out more about that show and the whole series at our website, WUKY.org. Always a fun thing down at the Kentucky Theater, and hey, it's one heck of a deal.
It is a deal.
It's a family affair.
All the entertainment you get, you know, and
it's all
what
packed,
really have to pay.
Packed in right there in one room. We're so glad you made it back to Kentucky, and the reason I say that is because you actually grew up in some trailer parks in Kentucky, spent a little time in some trailer parks. And we could talk about that for hours, but I just want to go ahead.
Well, I could anyway.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and mention that this is cool. Your mom sold Avon.
She did, yeah.
Your dad drove a Wonder Bread delivery truck.
That's right.
And, you know, even more fodder for songwriting.
More songs,
And he just goes on and on here. From what I understand, you were inspired by some of the records that you purchased yourself, but you kind of got into your dad's record collection, groups like or artists George Jones, Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette. Now, here's the question. Were they on A-Track?
They absolutely were on A-Track. You know, because he's driving a truck, you know, and that's, he had the big doghouse in the middle of the seats and then that A-Track player that sat right
Gotta
there.
Gotta have the doghouse.
Yeah, that's right. That's where the engine was, underneath that.
Did he have it in the dash, or did he have it?
It was a dash mounted, yeah.
That's
it was
amazing.
A-Track. I still have that A-Track player.
Really?
I do. And I had it in my own car. He gave it to me, upgraded, probably to a cassette player or something. I don't know. And then he gave me that one, and I listened to it for a long time, but I still have it. I have it in the attic in a box somewhere. But
I have to confess, my first car was a 68 Volkswagen Beetle.
Cool.
And I immediately went out and bought the 8-track, but it was 8-track quadraphonic.
Awesome. That was a trip, wasn't it, first hear that?
Well, yes,
all that,
it was.
The sound moving around your head like that?
Yeah.
Well, you were a lot cooler than me. My first car was a Chevy Impala.
With the 8-track?
It did have, I put the 8-track in there.
And what kind of records were you buying, Ansi?
Oh, man, my first record that I bought was David Bowie's Heroes. That was the first record that I bought. I remember that well. It was $4.99 at Rexall Drugstore or something. When they had records in a bin there. You could get records just about anywhere back then.
That's great.
Yeah, and then, Charlie Daniels. I mean, gosh, it was anything and everything. It just, I listened to the Grand Ole Opry on my little transistor radio at night, sneaking under the covers, with the lights out. Because mom and dad thought I was asleep, and that show goes on till 12 or 1 in the morning, And then I'd listen to Dr. Demento on Sunday nights, Mm-hmm. The radio just brought, much like the internet does now, when we were kids, the radio brought the world to our ears, wherever you were. And that's why there are so many musicians now and songwriters who are just really eclectic, because, they weren't just listening to country or blues or rock or whatever. I mean, we have a wide variety out there. The menu is pretty expansive. So
you travel like a fiend. You're on the road constantly.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you've had this good work ethic ever since you were a young boy. I think you were cutting grass, cutting lawns.
Sure.
And took that money and bought your first guitar, a Sears 1970s guitar.
Yes.
Still got it?
Still have it, man. It's hanging on my wall. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I can't keep it in tune.
Well,
but
from what I understand,
I'd love to play it, but I can't.
It's hard to play those guitars, right? I'm not a musician, but I understand that wears your hands out real
well. Well, the action, the space between the strings and the neck is higher on those older guitars. Now you can buy a guitar for the same price made in China or something, and they're so much better made than the ones we bought in the 70s that were, just kind of slapped together. But, those guitars, man, poor kids like me who couldn't afford the Martins and the Gibsons were buying the Sears and the Silvertones, you know.
How did that kick in? I mean, you suddenly realized, I can write songs, you know.
Well, you know, actually, it's interesting. I was riding, my wife and I were driving down, I guess it was Paris Pike.
Beautiful ride.
Beautiful ride, the trees going by and mm-hmm. the black horse fences, you know, and everything. And we're just, and we're listening to Randy Travis. And this is, of course, in the probably mid-'80s, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a simple, you know, three-chord, you know, in the truth kind of a song, you know. And I just kind of just winked at my wife. And I said, you know, I think I could write this stuff. It's so simple, you know. But real honest and raw and real. And I could do this. And she goes, well, go ahead, big shot. You think you can write this? You know, how presumptuous of me you think I could write like Randy Travis or do something like that? So I wrote a couple of songs and I played them for my wife. And she goes, well, those are pretty good. Write some more. You know, and so I kept writing more and I got better and better. And 300 or 400 songs later, you know, and 9 albums just a lot, having fun collaborating with friends and playing music with top-notch people.
Now you get to do things like appear on NPR.
NPR, All Things Considered.
Working your way up.
Car Talk. That's right.
Just kind of stick to it.
Now I'm on Wood Songs tonight. I'm thrilled.
Keep the focus going.
Yeah.
And just let it happen. And it's turning out real good for you. We love this new record we've been playing here on the radio station here at WKY. A Trailer Kana. You and the Trailer Park Troubadours.
Yes.
You've got two Trailer Park Troubadours. You got one in Nashville and you get one in California.
One in California, yeah. West Coast guys.
Must be nice.
Well, it saves money.
I got two bands.
Yeah, I got two bands.
I got the Nashville band. I got the California
18
band.
Roadies. They're not all in the same place. But no, it's, you know, it saves a little money, Mike. It really does. I mean, because I hop over to the West Coast a lot and play in California and Nevada and Arizona and I play back here too. So, it's more of a rock vibe out west. It's more of a high energy kind of 70s guitar rock kind of show. And out here, it's more folk, acoustic based. You know, it's a different flavor. So, it keeps both sides of me alive and happy and fed. You know.
You know this record. It's a blend. Can we say it's a blend?
It is a blend.
It's
yeah.
a blend of traditional country, got a little tradition, you know, little blues.
Yeah. yeah.
A little doo-wop.
Yeah, it's got some doo-wop.
A little R&B in there.
Yeah, there's
some
a polka.
Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
Some honky-tonk.
Got some honky-tonk.
A little gospel.
There is some gospel.
Where the heck am I going to find this in the record store?
You won't. You got to go to iTunes, man. iTunes and Amazon. It is in record stores across the country. We do have a limited distribution. This one I don't think is in the Walmart. You know, category. Now we've had records released in Walmart.
That is incredible. I mean, of all places.
Yeah. Well, that's
the Trailer Park Troubadour should be in the Walmart.
We should be. By golly, we should be in Walmart.
You know what I'm saying? They should have a special section for you over there at Sam's Club.
That's right.
For God's sakes.
Well, we have been. It's just not this record.
You know, it's such an incredible collection of sounds, and we love you for it. People are definitely you're getting some attention out there. Some folks that did some cameos on the record.
Yeah.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah.
Bonnie Bramlett's on there.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Sweetheart.
And Tommy Smothers.
Yeah, Tommy Smothers. What a sweet
guy.
That
is one of the coolest things.
It was amazing to meet him and have him sing on this record. To hear that trademark voice, you know, that we heard on the Smothers Brothers every Sunday night, you know, to hear that voice on my material, man, is just like. Okay.
I mean, you would have fallen into that show seamlessly.
I mean, if we could go back in time,
you know what I mean?
That would be, yeah. Pat, me
and
Pat
and Steve
Paulson
Martin,
would be hanging out. Steve
whatever.
Martin. Yeah, he was writing for the show, wasn't he?
He was.
I think he was, yeah.
That's right. He'd get out there and play his banjo every once in a while.
Yeah.
Ansi McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours. The new CD is called Trailer Kana. Ansi's going to be down at the Kentucky Theater tonight by himself, and it's worth the deal. Normally when the Trailer Park Troubadours are on stage, I understand that you actually have sort of a set that you bring along with you, including
yeah.
the fridge and the
table and chairs.
I think you also have what's that special light called?
A lava lamp.
Lava lamp.
Yeah, baby. You know.
Is they going to have that tonight? You're going to roll the fridge out?
No. Not, you know, Michael's got his set, and I don't want to. You know, I'm a guest in his set, so I'm going to just come in as a guest and sit down.
I think there's usually a fridge sitting over to the side there.
Is there? Well, I may just drag it on over. Ansi McLean, you hear this. Hey, Michael, how you doing? Yeah, that'll be fun. He'll love
enough,
that.
Enough yapping. Let's get some music from you. You got to hear one more from you. What are you going to play? And what record is it from, by the way?
Well, I can do one off of this record
that
we've been talking about.
Yeah.
But that would just be too easy, wouldn't it? Let's throw everyone a curve and play an old one.
Do it. This is Ansi McLean live on WUKY. What's it going to be, Ansi?
Jailbird Beauty. This is off our Way Cool World album. Johnny's looking spiffy in his orange vest, picking up trash off 40 West, dragging along a big hefty bag behind him. He'd always been dealt from the bottom of the deck, one step ahead of each bad check. He knew one day that the law was gonna find him. And all I ever wanted was a lady by his side and a backyard satellite dish. Now 39, it's weighing on his mind, is he ever gonna get his wish? Well, there she is standing on the eastbound side, a world in between them laying 8 lanes wide, clouded by the fumes and the dust of the 18-wheelers. Cut-off jeans and square-toed boots, short blonde hair and long black roots, with a big forearm tattoo of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And every now and then he looked in her direction and he thought he caught her looking too. But she was doing time in another institution and there wasn't nothing he could do. Johnny paid his debt to Tennessee, 80 long days with the DOT. It's something he now likes to call his tour of duty. Well, time went by and John took a job as a deep fry cook at Catfish Bob's, but he couldn't stop thinking about that jailbird beauty. So he got up the nerve and showed up at her prison with a big bouquet of flowers. But the guard on duty said she'd finished up her time. He'd missed her by a couple of hours. It's a sad one. Well, Johnny left town to make a new start, leaving behind a big piece of his heart and a $25 bouquet at the women's prison. He never was one for cussing out fate. It's just a simple matter of showing up late. You know, love can be so uncertain. Then what isn't? Now he knows one day they'll meet up again on another road crew somewhere. He'll hop on a bus to Pittsburgh and get a new checkbook when he gets there. Makes you feel good, don't it? Johnny's looking good in his new jumpsuit, 2 feet of chain in between his boots, in a county jail somewhere in Pennsylvania. My guitar will be in tune tonight, I promise.
Ansi McLean on WUKY is going to be downtown at the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour. That is going to happen at the Kentucky Theater. And if you don't know where the Kentucky Theater is, just drive down Main Street and look for the Airstream.
Right out front. Yeah. And, I got my start volunteer ushering for Michael Jonathan's concerts at the Kentucky Theater.
It's coming around, isn't it?
It's coming around full circle now.
Big
so it's a
circle.
Thrill for me to be there tonight.
Well, we're happy you stopped by the radio station here.
Thank you, Mike.
Keep up the good work. And remember us when you get to the top, okay?
We'll just stay in touch. We must get together more.
The Tonic theme was written and performed by Melanie Johnson.